Okay, let me just map out where we've been and hopefully where we're going. We spent a couple of weeks speaking about the nature of the nature of the Issa Ribbis. We spoke about whether Ribbis is really like a form of gezela, or it's more of a lack of opportunity of taking advantage of the importance of chesed and providing for others. What we've been trying to do the last week, and we'll map that forward. Last week we spoke a little bit about Ribbis d'oraisa and the chiyuv to return Ribbis, but trying to categorize what's called Ribbis d'oraisa. This week, we're going to speak a little bit about what's called Ribbis d'rabanan. This week's going to have a little bit less lumdus. It's going to be a little bit as far as some details of what is and isn't considered to be Ribbis. The next couple of weeks, hopefully, we'll speak a little bit about nafka minas. If something is Ribbis d'oraisa or Ribbis d'rabanan, we'll speak about some lumdus, hopefully, as far as the difference in nature between Ribbis d'oraisa and Ribbis d'rabanan. We'll speak about different cases of machloksim, if something is Ribbis d'oraisa or Ribbis d'rabanan. But tonight we're going to introduce the idea of Ribbis d'rabanan and focus on one of the more well-known examples. The Gemara tells us in Meseches Bava Metzi and Daf Samech Beis that there's something called Ribbis d'oraisa, which is called Ribbis k'tzutza. If you remember last time we met, we spoke a little bit about how Ribbis to be d'oraisa has to be as part of a loan, and it has to be established at the time of the loan that I'm giving you extra money, so when I give you $100, part of the deal is you're going to pay me back $120. That's called Ribbis d'oraisa, that's called Ribbis k'tzutza. What the Gemara tells us is that there's also something called Ribbis d'rabanan. Also something called Ribbis d'rabanan. What is Ribbis d'rabanan? So to point out a couple of things. There seem to be different kinds of Ribbis d'rabanans. We're going to speak about one kind tonight, but some of the terms that you may see if you come across these in the Gemara are not all the same, and we'll hopefully be able to define some of the difference between them. One thing is called, as an example, Avak Ribbis. That's one way of referring to Ribbis d'rabanan. Aleph, Beis, Kuf. Avak Ribbis. Another din is what's called Ha'aramas Ribbis. Ha'aramas Ribbis, Ha'arama, almost like a loophole or a tricking or something along those lines. Ha'aramas, not all Ribbis d'rabanans are actually the same. And even when we speak about nafka minas between Ribbis d'orais and Ribbis d'rabanan, not all Ribbis d'rabanans are really considered to be created equal. Along those lines, one of the questions that we'll encounter a little bit relates to the nature of Ribbis d'rabanan and why Chazal assert it. The Rambam seems to write in Hilchos Malveh Uloveh that the reason why Ribbis d'rabanan was assert was a gezeira. If we permit you to do Ribbis d'rabanan, we are nervous that you may end up violating Ribbis d'oraisa. So one of the things to think about when you come across some of these cases, Ribbis d'rabanan, is that at least for the Rambam in one context, Ribbis d'rabanan is more about something which may end up causing me to violate Ribbis d'oraisa. Rav Lichtenstein, I believe, in one of his shiurim, was once choker whether all Rishonim per se really agree to that, and that for some Rishonim, maybe Ribbis d'rabanan isn't because I'm going to end up violating Ribbis d'oraisa, but it's more of an extension of the original Isser, that there's something inherently problematic even about Ribbis d'rabanan. The way that I would explain it's as follows, a parallel shaila. When it comes to the Isser of Yichud, is the Isser of Yichud, which may very well be an Isser d'rabanan, usher because you may end up violating d'oraisa problems, it's a gezeira d'oraisa, or is the Isser of Yichud one which is inherently, the Rabbanan said, there's something wrong about this also. Something's inherently wrong about this also. So with Ribbis d'rabanan, one of the questions that we'll encounter and that we'll ask is whether it's really just it's a gezeira. If you do Ribbis d'Rabanan, you'll end up violating a d'oraisa, or whether there's something inherently problematic for Chazal. Even if it's not going to cause you to violate Ribbis d'oraisa, Chazal said, this is still a wrong thing. It's still a wrong thing to do. Be that as it may, that was all a bit of an introduction. There's something called Ribbis d'oraisa. There's something called Ribbis d'Rabanan. We defined last week a little bit what's called Ribbis d'oraisa. We're going to speak tonight about one category of Ribbis d'Rabanan, but there are really many different kinds of Ribbis d'Rabanan, different phrases. They're nafka minas. It matters if you're Ribbis d'oraisa, Ribbis d'Rabanan. We've got to categorize and figure out what's called one, what's called the other. We also just raise an important chakira about the nature of Ribbis d'Rabanan. Is it just a gezeira? Nothing wrong with it. We're just nervous if you do it, you'll end up violating the d'oraisa. Or did Chazal say, no, this is inherently problematic also? It's not about whether it'll end up causing you to violate Ribbis d'oraisa. There's just something inherently problematic about that, which is here. Be that as it may, so what is Ribbis d'Rabanan? So tonight we're going to speak about one kind of Ribbis d'Rabanan, what's referred to as Ribbis Mukdemes and Ribbis Mu'ucheres. Ribis Mukdemes and Ribis Mucheres. That those two phrases are found in the Gemara on Samach Beis and Mebeis, as well as the Mishnah in Bab Metzia on Ayin Hey and Mebeis. The Mishnah there says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Yesh Ribis Mukdemes, Vyesh Ribis Mucheres. What is Ribis Mukdemes and Ribis Mucheres? So a lot of Shirtai is going to be just defining terms, and some of this comes up halacha lemaisa, but trying to clarify what's called, what's really called this form of derabbanan ribis. So what's ribis mukdemes? Says the Mishnah, ketzad, nasan einav lovos imenu. I want to borrow money from you. So what do? I send you a gift in advance, and I'm giving you this gift. Now it's an unconditional gift I'm giving you, but the reason why I'm giving it to you is so that when I come to you tomorrow and I say, can I borrow money from you, you're going to be more likely to agree to lend me money. It's not ribis doraisa, because ribis doraisa gets determined at the time of the loan. Ribis doraisa, when I borrow 100, I say, I'm borrowing 100 on condition to give you 120. Here is where I give you $20 in advance. I give you $20 in advance the day before. I'm gifting it to you. But the reason why I'm doing it is so I can come the next day and then go and borrow money from you, and you're going to be more likely to agree. That's called ribis mukdemes. Ribis mucheres is where I borrow $100 from you. I pay you back $100. And after I pay you back, I gift you an extra $20 or whatever it is. That's called ribis mucheres. So, whereas normal ribis doraisa, we agree at the time of the loan, I'm going to pay you this much money for the loan. Ribis mukdemes is if I give you in advance. Ribis mucheres is if I give you afterwards. If I give you afterwards a gift. So it wasn't conditional on the original loan. It was I was giving it to you as some sort of a ribis. That can come up often. Halacha lemaisa, we'll have to figure out what's called ribis mucheres. But sometimes, if you're manipulative, ribis mukdemes comes up sometimes. You give the guy a gift in advance, you're setting yourself up to ask him the next day in order to give you a loan. If you're less manipulative and you're more of a good person that feels indebted to your friend who lended you money, so he gave you $100, you then, after you paid him back, decide, you know what? It was really nice of him to do so. So I'm going to give him an extra $20 because he lent me money. It wasn't part of the original deal. It was just, I want to give him a nice gift for lending me money. It was an appropriate or nice thing to be able to do. What we're going to try to figure out tonight is we'll focus on ribis mucheres. A lot of the questions the poskim assume by and large are the same questions ribis mukdemes, but try to pin down what exactly is aser. What exactly is this iser derabanan of ribis mucheres? When exactly is this problematic and when is it not problematic? Again, this is a very common, potentially common situation for something which could come up. So we have the following machlokas harishonim. The following machlokas harishonim. Rashi and Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis in Bab Metzia maintain ribis mucheres is only usher if I say explicitly that I'm giving this to you because you lent me money. So I borrowed $100 from you, $100 loan. That's all it was, all good. I paid you back $100. But then I say, you know what? You're such a good guy. So I take out $20 and I say, here's an extra $20. I might do later that day, the next day. Here's $20 because for the money you lent me. It's not ribis doraisa. It wasn't established at the time of the original loan. It wasn't something which was conditional on the loan. But I tell you that's why I'm giving it to you. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Ulove, the Rambam in Malva Ulove, Perek Hey Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam there sounds like the Isser applies even if I say nothing. If I just give you the extra money afterwards as a gift, says the Rambam, well, I mean, if you're giving the money as a gift, we get why you're giving him the money as a gift. You don't stam give a guy $20 in a case like this. So we could assume if you're stam giving it to him, that is the case of ribis mucheres. Even when I don't say anything, I just stam give him the money, that's called ribis mucheres. A quick point in brackets. If you're with me, great. If not, don't worry about it. The Beis Yosef is mistapek according to the Rambam. The Rambam says it's ribis mucheres if I say nothing. But what would the Rambam hold if I did say something? If I did say I'm giving you this money because of the loan, is that also ribis mucheres and aser derabanan? Or would the Rambam say that would even become ribis doraisa? That if you would explicitly say the reason why you're giving it to him is for the loan, then maybe then the Rambam would say that's ribis doraisa. Be that as it may, this is the machlokas that we paskin. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. You can't give stam a gift at all. That's ribis mucheres. The Rama paskins, it's mutter, unless you say it. If you say I'm giving it to you for ribis, then it becomes more of a problem. That's one machlokas. We are going to speak about two more machloksim about defining ribis mucheres. Two more machloksim. One was, do I have to say it explicitly or not in order to violate the Rabbanon? That's one machlokas. Second machlokas is as follows. What if you are not going to say it explicitly? You're not going to say it explicitly. But your kavana is for the loan. Your kavana undoubtedly is for the loan. What's the din there? The shach has a chiddush. The shach's chiddush is that whenever your kavana is to give it because of the fact that he lent you money, then everybody agrees that's considered to be usser. Tosfos that say it's only usser when you say so, but if you give it stam, it's okay. They mean if you give it stam and your real kavana is to give a gift. Your real kavana is to give a gift. But says the shach, if you have intent, if your kavana is to give it to the guy because of the loan, everybody agrees that's usser. Kivi Eger writes in Shulchan Aruch, he thinks that's not true at all. Kivi Eger says, no. There's no problem whatsoever. There's no problem whatsoever for you to be able to give a gift, stam, for Rashi and Tosfos, even if you know your kavana, even if you know that your kavana is for ribis mucheres. So it's a very important question, halacha l'maisa. I'm an Ashkenazi guy. So if I'm a Sephardi, for the Rambam, everything's usser, even if you give it stam. But I'm an Ashkenazi guy, and someone borrows money from me, or I borrow money from you. I want to buy cholent outside on a Thursday night. I have no cash on me. You have cash on you. I say, can I borrow? How much does it cost? 10 shekel? How much does it cost? 15 for cholent and kugel. So I say, can I borrow 15 shekel from you? I get the money and I say, you know what? I really feel like that's so indebted to you. So, okay, it wasn't the part of the deal, but I give you stam some Coke Zero. The Rambam holds that's usser. My intent is to give it to you because you gave me the money. The Shach says, the Chachmas Adam also, that's usser. You're giving it for the loan. Because the Eger assumes it's mutter. Many of the poskim assume that that's mutter. As long as it's stam, your kavana does not matter. Your kavana does not matter that much. There is, however, an additional machlokas. What about the following? The Hagos Maimonios on the Rambam there in Hagos Malva Ulova, as well as basically quote the following Shita. So we hold that if you give it stam, you're good to go. We don't hold like the Rambam, us Ashkenazim hold like Rashi and Tosfos. If you give it stam, a gift afterwards, that's considered to be mutter. It's only us a derabanan if I say explicitly, I'm giving it to you for the loan. What if I give an abnormally large gift right after the loan? It's one thing to say that sometimes I share my Coke Zero in non-COVID times. So sometimes I share my Coke Zero. So that's one thing. But what if I give an abnormally large gift? I borrowed $100 from you, and I give you, like, I borrowed $10,000 from you. And I give you back, you know, and I bought for you a nice set of Sfarim right away afterwards. A large gift. Is that considered to be mutter or usser to do? So the Hagos Maimonides in the Beis Yosef quote a Deya that maintains as follows. Even Rashi and Tosfos, who claim that the Isser is only a problem when you are explicitly saying, I'm giving it for the loan, when you say explicitly, I'm giving it for the loan, but even they agree that if you're giving a very large gift, that may be a problem. What's the Svara? How come if I give a very large gift, that would be a problem? So the Rishonim explained that is kiman de mifaresh dummy. It's kiman de mifaresh dummy. it's as if I said to you, I'm giving it to you for the loan. Meaning, Rashi and Tosfos just hold as follows. When it comes to ribis, you can always, ribis doraisa, is if when I borrowed the money originally, we say, I'm borrowing for $1,000, I give you back $1,000. That, I give you back, we say, I'm lending you the money, I'll tonight you give me an extra $100. That's ribis doraisa. Ribis derabanan, say Rashi and Tosfos, is like this. If after the loan was paid back, $100 for $100, if I then turn around and I say, okay, here I am and I'm giving it back to you. But if I say I want to give you extra money for the money you lent me, that's for sure ribis derabanan. If I just give you a regular gift and my kavana is to give it to you for the loan, so that's where the Shach says that's considered to be aser, kibbe eger says mutter. If I give you a very large gift, so say some Rishonim, that's also like ribis me'ucheres. Why? Because even though Rashi and Tosfos say it's only aser when I say I'm giving it to you for the loan, if the circumstances make it so clear that you're giving it only for the loan, you're giving him a massive gift right away, so then, and this is the Ramah quotes Halacha L'maisa, this would be ribis derabanan, if you said it. Where do we see an idea like that? So we see an idea like that in at least one potential context, is that Tosfos and Kiddushin. Sometimes there are things that you don't say, but it's so abundantly clear why you're doing it, that it's as if you actually spelled it out. The context makes it so abundantly clear why you're doing that. We have a svara where we say, it's like command de mefarish dami. It's like command de mefarish dami. The Gemara's case is that you're selling land, you're selling your home to move to Eretz Yisrael. It's very clear the only reason why you're selling it is to move to Eretz Yisrael. But you didn't make or verbalize an explicit tenai. I didn't say I'm selling it to you, I'll tenai with Eretz Yisrael, but the circumstances were so clear. I'm wearing my like nefesh benefesh hat, you know, as I'm sitting outside. It was so clear, I don't have one, just for anyone's wondering, why not like Peshitta? I don't have one. One of my kids does, I think, but doesn't wear it that often. When you go and you lend, and I say that, so I don't have to make an actual tenai, because at least one way of saying it, it's abundantly clear. It's as if I made a tenai. Sometimes you don't have to verbalize something if the circumstances make it so clear for what's happening. So let's chazer what we saw thus far tonight, and then I want to talk about one very important extension of this, which matters a lot. One second. There's something called ribis derabanan. The Gemara, one of the classic examples given in the Gemara for ribis derabanan is ribis mukdemes or ribis mi'ucheres. Ribis mukdemes, I give you a gift in advance so that tomorrow I'll ask you for the loan. But afterwards I give you a gift because you let me money, We saw a couple, three issues that come up in ribis mi'ucheres. Number one, is it only usher when I tell you I'm giving it to you because you lent me money? Or is it usser stam? Number two, does everyone think it's usser if my real kavanah is for the loan? Or no, even if my kavanah is for the loan, as long as I don't say it, I'm good to go. Number three, does everyone think it's usser if it's an abnormally large gift? Does everyone think it's usser if it's an abnormally large gift? Because then it's abundantly clear why you're giving it. Parentheses. The Beis Yosef says, if you're a very generous guy and you're always giving gifts to your friends, so then even large gifts to your friends, maybe that would be mutter then, because it's not so clear you're giving it for ribbit purposes. You always give out nice gifts to your friends. Arkan, a bunch of things. I want to just talk about one more case going forward. Okay. So for a lot of the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch, the way you define what's called a large gift and a small gift is based on what's considered to be normal and reasonable, either for you or objectively for people. That would be part of the issue. But if you are, so depending on where you live, what's called big or large, depending on your style, that's going to be part of the issue. Yeah.
How does the Beis Yosef stop it for the Rambam that if you say explicitly might be derisive? The conditions in the first place didn't make it a time of a loan.
So part of the question is, would they agree that we are flexible on the ketsutza, b'shas halva point, if you would really make it explicit. The pashtus is not, but he raises that as a question. Yeah. Okay, so the Farshim also point out in Shulchan Aruch, is a big question in Poskim. When we say there's a difference between like ribis mucheres and giving it afterwards, so how long do I have before I get suddenly good? Let's say that we borrow from the huts something, and then we give it back. So like, for how long can I not give them a gift? A lot of the Poskim is as follows. If you are explicit, you're giving it for the loan, limitless amounts of time. If it's stam, so then I think there are different hagdaras. Is it a couple hours, like a couple days later, you know, a time when people aren't talking about it? That's where you're going to have a bit of a question. Yeah?
When is one able to go to a grocery store and say, keep the change?
That we'll get to. That probably, you can always do that. The question is, when if you borrow money from someone, can you tell the guy, keep the change? That we'll get to, not tonight. There's one last issue just to speak about in the time that we have. This is very common. What if you borrow money from someone? Again, we're trying to balance like a little bit of details, dinim, a little bit of halacha lemaisa, a little bit of lamdas. Tonight's going to be a little bit more of the details with a little bit of halacha lemaisa, but setting the stage so we can speak more intelligently about things in the coming weeks. What if someone lends me money? He lends me $10,000. He lends me $10,000. I then want to give him a gift. I don't want to give him a gift as like a payment for lending me money. I want to give him a gift because of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, meaning it's not classic ribis where because you lent me money, I want to give you back since you could have used that money to invest in something and instead you gave it to me, so I feel indebted to you, so I give you back extra money. That's ribis mucheres. But what if stam, I have a karas atov to you? I stam have a karas atov. So I, because I have a karas atov, I want to be able to give something back. You did a nice thing for me. So is that okay? Or is that not okay? So that's a shiloh which is raised in one of the great svarim in Hilchos Ribis called Nesivos Shalom. He raises that question. By the way, I just point out, I saw reference. The Slonim Rebbe, Nesivos Shalom, they just published, I think, two volumes of his Chidushim on Shas. So it becomes, like, less clear necessarily. I haven't seen it yet. But Nesivos Shalom, we're speaking about the Sefer Hilchos Ribis, not written by Slonim Rebbe. But, you know, for all we know, he says things about Ribis also in that Sefer. I have not had a chance to locate it yet. Says the Nesivos Shalom that there is a comment of the Machaneh Ephraim. And the Machaneh Ephraim says as follows. He thinks... that it's pasha, it's mutter, if I give extra money, and I say explicitly, this is a gift, it is not because you lent me money. If I say, this is a gift, disconnected, that then it's for sure okay. Because then I've broken the link between the loan and the gift. Says the Sefer Tziv Shalom, what would be the din with Hakaras HaTov? And you can go in two directions. On the one hand, you could argue that it's the same kula of the Machaneh Ephraim. If I explicitly say it's not as a payment for giving me the loan, but it's just a gift of Hakaras HaTov, so the same way that Machaneh Ephraim says, if I say I'm giving it for a gift, it's mutter. If my gift is motivated by Hakaras HaTov, that's also mutter. Alternatively, you could suggest that no. That because the chashash of ribis mucheres, because the chashash of ribis mucheres is one of, that you could argue that this is too connected to the loan. It's too connected to the loan. How is it too connected to the loan? I'm giving you a gift because you lent me money. Okay, it's not payment for the loan. It's part of Hakaras HaTov, but is that considered to be okay or not okay? That's a little bit of a question. I would suggest that maybe this svara you could definitely take or leave. That does this depend on the question we opened up with, which is why is ribis derabbanan aser? Is ribis derabbanan aser because we're nervous if we allow this, you'll end up violating a more severe iser of ribis, or is the iser of ribis derabbanan because there's something inherently wrong about this? There's something inherently problematic about this. If that's the question, it's possible that a nafkamina would be giving a gift midin hakaras hatov. Giving a gift because of hakaras hatov. If your concern is that I may end up violating ribbis d'oraisa, so I could hear how this would be usher also. Because we're nervous when extra payments are given for loans. We're nervous that if we permit you to give payments for loans, you'll end up justifying, you'll end up violating real ribbis d'oraisa. So if the concern of ribbis d'rabbanan is, if we permit this, you may end up violating a more severe violation of ribbis. So I could hear a svara that would maintain, this is also included in that gezeira. You may end up, as a result, if we let you give gifts for hakaras hatov, quote unquote, for the loan you lent me, that's not too many steps away from me coming along and actually paying you for the loan that you lent me. But if you understand that ribbis d'rabbanan is not a gezeira, that ribbis d'rabbanan is at least in this case potentially, because there's something inherently wrong about it. There's something inherently wrong about it. So it's one thing to say it's inherently wrong to pay a guy to give him a gift for lending you money as reward, because that's not what ribbis is all about. The fact that we have a certain kind of connection, let's say as an example, we get a look. It's about the chesed, the ahava, which takes place. So normally, ribbis d'rabbanan, it's wrong for me to give you a gift because through the schar of giving me money, you're supposed to do it in a certain sense. I'm not supposed to pay you for lending me money. We're brothers. We're close. We're supposed to get along. But if I'm giving you a gift, me did hakaras hatov. If I have hakaras hatov and I want to give you a gift, I think it's very hard to argue that's inherently problematic. It's very hard to argue there's an inherent pgam if I decide that I want to give you a out of hakaras hatov to be able to repay you. So if we're nervous, is it too similar to regular ribbis? Maybe this is too similar to regular ribbis. We'll call this ribbis d'rabbanan. If it's about, no, there's something wrong about it. It's inherently problematic to be paying people for loans. Okay, but hakaras hatov, if I'm doing it because I want to be nicer, I want to repay a debt of gratitude, so maybe that wouldn't be the biggest deal. Be that as it may, we learned tonight some very important Torah. We were, again, introducing certain basic details. Next week, we'll speak about some nafkaminas between ribbis d'oraisa and ribbis d'rabbanan. We'll speak about a little bit of lumdus next week, hopefully. But what we saw tonight, at least, was that we have ribbis d'oraisa and ribbis d'rabbanan. One case of ribbis d'rabbanan is when the money you give is not initially established at the time of the loan, but either you are preempting or you are afterwards going to pay the person. And we spoke a lot about sort of what may be motivating us. What is the actual isser? Stam, mifarish, big gifts, kavana, and things like that, and how some of the issues relate to what the real issue of ribbis d'rabbanan happens to be. Shkoyach, have a great rest of your evening.